After experiencing the transformative power of a regular meditation practice, it's natural to feel inspired to share this gift and guide others on their own journey of discovery through meditation. Join Buddhist teacher David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell, comedian and creator of the Netflix animated series The Midnight Gospel, for a free online event on Tuesday, May 7th at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They'll discuss the profound practices of mindfulness in Dharma Moon's renowned mindfulness meditation teacher training program. Get certified by Dharma Moon to teach meditation, lead group practice sessions, and work with individual students. Visit dharmamoon.com/beherenow for more info and to reserve your spot for the free online event with David Nichtern and Duncan Trussell.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BeHereNow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BeHereNow.
It's possible to be aware of both the sounds and the silence. Does your mind have a preference or a reaction to one or the other?
Welcome to the Be Here Now guest podcast. This series features a collection of teachings and conversations centered around mindfulness, spiritual growth, and living a life in balance. Each week, our diverse network of guest teachers and hosts offer up wisdom and practices from a different spiritual path and perspective. If you'd like to support the podcast, please visit BeHereNowNetwork.com/donate.
If you hear the sounds of the birds, it's because it's quiet enough to hear them. To hear the whistling of the birds and to hear the silence that allows us to hear. In the silence of the room, sounds appear. It's possible to be aware of both the sounds and the silence. Does your mind have a preference or a reaction to one or the other? Or can you just let it be? In the stillness of the body, you can be aware of movements. the stiller the body, maybe the more subtle the movements will be known. It might be possible to be aware of both the stillness and the movement. In a way, they come together. With your eyes closed, you might have a sense of the space around your body. The soft space that around your body and just beyond the edges of your skin. Space. We know our body partly by the space that it's not. And there might be a feeling of spaciousness within the body. That maybe contributes a softness to whatever is solid in your body. There might be the movements of thoughts in your mind. And a stillness in the mind that helps you know the movement. And beyond the edges of your thoughts, maybe there's space. And space, stillness, in between your thoughts. You might be aware of tension. And the lack of tension that highlights the tension. The stillness and space that's around the tension of the body, of the mind. As you exhale, relaxing your tension so it softens, the edges soften with the space and the stillness around. Maybe there's something you're clinging to. And maybe you can know it because there is also non-clinging. Beyond the edges of clinging. Space, stillness, silence. That can receive the clinging. Soften the clinging. A stillness that dissolves clinging. And in the simplicity of the meditation, being simple with the awareness, there might be things that have us ouch. And there might be things that have an ah that come with them. And if you have a preference or a reaction to either one, that too is held where there is no preference. That too is nested in an awareness that has no reactions. Awareness can be like space, undisturbed by what is known. Awareness can be like silence that has lots of room for sounds. Awareness can be like stillness can be like stillness that doesn't move when things around it move. If anything, it just makes more room, more time, more softness for everything. While meditating, from time to time, notice if there's any tension. Know it, feel it, relax it. And if it doesn't relax, notice if there's any fixation related to it. Tension in the mind. And if there is, open the awareness more widely to feel the tension surrounded by space. Stillness and silence. Relax your awareness to feel the wider space in which tension floats. Each particular sensation, thought, feeling that you experience here and now floats in a vast ocean of space all around it. Any tension that's present, the particularity of that tension floats in vast stillness. We exist surrounded by space. Surrounded by a peace beyond the edges of the details. If you let go, the peace will receive you. It is often said in the context of this practice that insight is not meant to provide you with a new experience, but with a new way of seeing your experience. And there can be a world of difference between staying intimate with your experience and quiet and still enough to see it with space, to see it with room and time, to see it in the wider context of a certain kind of stillness or silence or peacefulness or intimacy, where it's okay in a certain way for things to be the way they are. But if we go back to the old way of seeing things, where we're caught up in our thoughts and stories and ideas, and it's claustrophobic. There's no room. Everything is so important and so caught up and so tense that when we see anything, we're seeing it through this narrow filter of our preoccupations, our judgments, our preferences, our attachments. So there are these two ways of seeing. We've been practicing here now for many days. And for this morning, maybe there's a way of conducting yourself here that stays close to this new way of seeing, a kind of intimacy that can see and feel and know things, everything, as if it's not a problem, but one more thing that is held and known in this wider context of, you might can fill it in for yourself exactly how it is, but wider context of space, peace, freedom, non-entanglement, where it does seem like there's lots of room, lots of time for this simplicity of here. And the art of seeing in this way has a lot to do with seeing the direct experience of things. Because if we lose touch with the direct experience, we're in the generalities of things. And when we're in the generalities of things, it gets complicated quickly. So maybe this morning, stay close to yourself, to your practice, to the direct experience here, the direct experience that's before generalities. And maybe you can see in this new way a little bit more than you usually do. May it be a problem-free zone. May you enjoy it. Thank you.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. With social gatherings picking up now that spring is here, it can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin. So what's the right amount of socializing for you? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. It's a great way to build relationship skills, figure out your goals, and so much more. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/beherenow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/beherenow.